hello and welcome back to Fraser 365. And we are continuing our conversation today around gratitude and worship and other things with Jared Dorminey. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
From your perspective and all that you get to do, both here and life, why do you think it's important for people to focus on gratitude? And I say that in the context of if you're sitting there talking with someone who just life is hard, or they just have a negative outlook on life. You know, the sky falls every day for them. You know, what would you tell them that, listen, this is why something like gratitude is important in your life?
Yeah, well, you gave me a chance to speak at our staff retreat and do a devotional the other morning. Mm-hmm. And part of what I talked about is what we fix our eyes on is what we will begin to see more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's the idea of the principle for me is it's the discipline of remembering. The mm-hmm. things that you remember that you constantly fix your eyes on and set your mind to will be the things that you begin to see more and more around you. Mm-hmm. You know, when I fix my eyes on what God has done for me, when I think about the ways he has blessed me in both the difficult seasons and the good seasons, what I find myself is thinking more about those things than the negativity. So, we have social media, we have all of these things of the world just bombarding us with negativity, and there's plenty of opportunities to live with a negative outcome. Mm-hmm. But it's when we begin to fix our mind on things of above. It's when we begin to fix our minds on the things that we are grateful. It's when we begin to testify to ourselves of what God has done. Mm. It's in those moments where we will begin to have a more grateful attitude, an attitude filled with gratitude, mm-hmm. As cheesy as that little rhyme is. And that's very important. That's why I believe we're told to fix our eyes on things of above rather than the mess that is right here in front of us so much.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Use that phrase, testify to yourself.
Yep.
That is powerful. How do you how would you encourage someone to do that in a very practical way?
You know, journaling is mm-hmm. is a really practical one. But anybody that knows our family's story, I would say we actually have an advantage over this because I get to wake up every day and look at three kids who, for all actual purposes, should not be as they are. Mm-hmm. You know, Zoe, we were sent home from the hospital and said, just love her the best you can. And she is a beautiful 14-year-old mm-hmm. that's just mm-hmm. fun to be with and pretty much does most things a normal 14-year-old does. Mm-hmm. Nora, we were told to abort while we were pregnant with her because she was going to be born with brain damage and all these things. The Lord healed her. She mm-hmm. is a spot-on, beautiful 12-year-old girl who's creative, sings, leads worship with me. Mm-hmm. My son was supposed to have a kidney transplant by the age of 3. He's 10 now, still rocking along. You'd never know anything was wrong. So, so I literally get to wake up every morning and see three miracles walking around in front of me. And so for me, it's actually a little bit easier, even though we've been through some incredible trials and tribulations and difficult circumstances. We see the hand of God right there in our household. And so I would say for anybody, you know, look at the things that God has done in you, in the people around you. We talk about the testimony of others. It's not just a testimony for that person. It's a testimony for you because what mm-hmm. God has done for someone else, he can do for you as well. Mm-hmm. And so just focus on those things.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Again, thank you so much for listening to this Fraser 365 episode today. Please come back tomorrow and we'll continue the conversation. Mm-hmm.